This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When Casey Kasem would end his American Top 40, keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars, right? I think that's what he said. All right, so that's the key for this hour and maybe your life today. Think about it as you're hustling and bustling around. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn this week, late from the Good Day program or the old DJV program. And KRLA, there's a good story about fishermen who are now getting paid to collect trash at sea. Small-time fishermen as part-time ocean cleanup workers. The whole area, this is something that's specific to the islands in Indonesia, but we have these problems all around the world, so this is an inspiration. The Ministry of Fisheries there is paying out $1 billion. Well, it's a lot of money to Indonesians, for sure, paying fishermen for picking up any plastic trash that they recover from the sea. Well, again,
pretty cool. I think it's a good idea.
There are a lot of these environmental standards, the goals that countries who have ocean frontage, if you will, they're trying, you know, the plastic waste on the beaches, not only here in our country, but all around the world. The international, there's a division of the UN that's going to spend $1 billion over the next 3 years to reduce plastic in the seas, or at least on the shorelines. And we can, again, you see this, I don't know that I see it too much in Los Angeles. Do you think there's, how much of it is a problem up and down the Pacific?
Garbage?
More, it seems, yeah.
I think there's a lot of trash on the beach and in the Pacific. Yeah, definitely.
Mm. And is it caused by just people being careless? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. You wonder whether...
It's caused by people being careless, but there's also a lot of people who dump garbage at sea, including China and all these other
people. Oh, yeah.
Dump stuff in the ocean.
Yep, they sure do. All right, here's this is a thought-provoking. I guess it's thought-provoking. I don't know, it depends on how you, how you think. A Colorado woman has been charged with kidnapping after holding her Tinder date captive. She
gotta be careful with the online stuff.
Yeah. Well, you don't think of, you usually think of it the other way around. A guy does it to a woman and not a woman doing it to a guy. So she tied her date up with duct tape and held him at knife point. I probably shouldn't chuckle at this.
This is like Kathy Bates in Misery, though. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Hi, Paul.
When she cut off, what's his face, his feet?
Oh.
Wasn't that?
Yeah,
that's really. Anyway, this is Colorado Springs. If you scream, I'll kill you, she said to this guy. 21-year-old, the police don't want to, they've identified the woman as Lauren Dooley. She is charged with kidnapping and assault. So I guess I'm wondering how they found this. Apparently she performed all kinds of weird acts on him. You can use your imagination. This was the first date, too, I think, for the two of them.
And so. You think he'll ask her out again, or?
Well, when do we have our second date? Yeah, I suppose there are a lot of guys who probably would enjoy that. But anyway, so...
Being kidnapped by a psycho, I don't think so. I mean, maybe, you know, you like
a
girlfriend, but I don't know.
What was the movie that Sharon Stone was in with Michael Douglas?
Fatal Attraction.
Huh? Fatal Attraction. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Basic Instinct. Yeah. Basic Instinct.
But they were both kind of the same movie.
Yeah,
weren't they?
Craziness. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, as long as we're into this mode here, here's a trainer accused of sexually assaulting high school football players. Here we go. This is in California at. You probably know this story better than this is a Times story from yesterday. Grand Terrace, where's that? Colton High School in Grand Or. Did you miss
Colton,
this one?
I know. I don't know. I didn't hear about this one.
All right. So this is going back a number of years to the early 2000s. And it started with the daughter of a high school football coaching icon accused of abusing several football players. So this is kind of complicated here, actually. So there's a lawsuit that's been filed against the Tiffany Strauss Gordon, saying that there was varsity football players who were assaulted by her when she was a trainer at the high school. She was the daughter of the head coach at the school's football team. So she's another one. Here are women this is a woman who's in her 20s who sexually assaults the high school football players. And, you know, the old business about the teacher and the students, the female teacher, and there are, the football players all love. There was always one, right? When I was in school, there was a teacher that I had.
Oh, yeah, hot one.
Yeah. And you had dreams about her.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean, ew?
You had dreams about her.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's...
I don't know. At my school, there was a teacher who ended up marrying one of the kids in my class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The lawsuit alleges students widely shared a picture depicting Ms. Gordon performing various acts on...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not only on the team members, but on the coaches. This woman was getting around, man.
Equal opportunity employer, apparently.
Right, apparently, yeah. All right, let's see here what's going on in Mississippi. Ready to travel to MISSISI? Wait a minute. MISSISIPPI?
Mm-hmm.
Daycare employees fired. Don't ever think there isn't a camera. The best proof of that is what's going on in Los Angeles. But every day, wasn't Joe Biden, there was a camera on when he said, F you to somebody, or don't mess...
Don't blank with the Bidens.
Right. Don't blank with them, right. So here's a viral video showing four daycare employees scaring children at a community school. The videos on Facebook show a daycare worker in Hamilton, Mississippi, wearing a Halloween mask and yelling at children who don't clean up. So we're going to get you. This guy, should I laugh at this? I don't know. The kids are too young, and so they're all crying and scared, running away from the teacher with the mask on. And the other employees come in and say, well, if you act well, the mask guy will go away. But this guy with a mask on is like right in front of the kids' faces screaming at him. Anyway, this is a private daycare facility. Been in business for 20 years. Lady owns it is Sheila Sanders. Said one of the videos was filmed last Tuesday, and apparently nobody told her what was going on. So does the owner or the principal not know what's going on in the schoolroom?
Is that unheard of? Probably not.
No, probably not. No, I would guess not. But then that brings me around to thinking about what the Halloween ads around, and they're appropriate at this point because we're only, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks away from Halloween. But then there are the Christmas advertisements that are everywhere. Black Friday deals on right now?
Amazon's doing an early prime, and then all the other retailers follow suit. So right now,
is this a year round? This sort of becomes. It's almost like they're desperate for business.
I think that's true, and I think a lot of people are worried that the holiday season's going to stink because inflation is so bad. So anything they can do to start it early gets people shopping, and that's probably going to boost some confidence. But I don't know. I'm always about shopping early if you can. That way, it doesn't hurt you all in December. So I'm a fan of it. I haven't done any shopping yet, but I will at some point.
Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of deviant stuff today. There's one more here about a woman wearing a dog collar. You want to hear that story or not?
Where are you reading these stories? What newsletter is this?
I don't know. It's Deviant Wednesday or Deviant Thursday here. This woman was living with a guy, and he apparently cooped her up like a dog when this discovery was made, she was malnourished. She escaped, apparently. Went next door, or door to door, until she found somebody screaming for help, terrified. Anyway, she's not been identified either. I think it's good not to identify people in these circumstances, the victims, don't you think? I don't want to give these people...
Well, it doesn't even matter. I mean, their names don't mean anything. It's their actions that mean something, right?
Right, yeah. Anyway, she'd been held against her will, assaulted, and then for 4 weeks she hadn't really been fed. But she was, you know, tied up in a cage with a collar on her. Hey. Okay, I don't want to give anybody ideas. I just think the world is full of crazy people. It is. Let's celebrate Thanksgiving now. We're into Halloween. And then the next thing is, there's been a lot of focus here in Massachusetts, where I am, on this year's cranberry crop. How many acres of cranberries? Massachusetts has more cranberry growing fields, farms, if you will, than any other state. How many acres do you think devoted to cranberries in Massachusetts? Want to take a guess?
Ooh, lots, right?
Yeah, there are a lot.
How many acres? Thousands.
13, almost 14,000 acres.
Pretty good.
And they're all commercial bogs, cranberry bogs, down in Plymouth County, Bristol County, on the Cape, you know, where there's you have to have the water table has to be low in order to have the bogs. They fill the bogs with water, and that's how the cranberries are matured. And then they go in with a boat that has like a catcher on it, and it picks the cranberries off of the plants. You've never seen that happen? You've never seen cranberries? Yeah, it's big, and they're doing it right now so they can prepare the cranberries for Thanksgiving. It's a big time of year. But it's really, this year the cranberry supply apparently is, it's okay. I'm just looking at how we're proceeding. It's already Thanksgiving, Christmas, yunga bunga. 18 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
We get close to Thanksgiving, and as it approaches in the news this week, what you can expect to pay because of the impact of bird flu and inflation, the market price for a bird is now $6.70 per pound. That's 112% higher than it was last year.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's social media time, celebrity news, the gossip, Doug's dirt, and we'll start with a focus on Brett Favre. I always have mispronounced his name.
You got it right. I'm proud of you.
I did get it right. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, I haven't done anything wrong. He has broken his... There's a scandal, a welfare scandal in MISSISSIPPI. He released a lengthy statement in order to set the record straight. He claims he had no idea the funds he was seeking to help build a volleyball facility in Mississippi were intended for people in need. Nobody ever told me that. I didn't know the funds designated were supposed to go to welfare recipients. I'm confused here. How would this get confused? I guess that's the question. He was applying for funds, and somebody said, apparently, okay, we'll just take these $5 million for welfare people and build...
I don't get it either, really. He's been accused of working with... people in government to get $5 million that was, I guess, earmarked for welfare funds in Mississippi, and he built a venue at his old college campus, and that's where his daughter was playing volleyball. Mm-hmm. And then they said that part of that is that he'd taken $1 million and, I guess, in welfare funds for public speaking engagements, and then he allegedly didn't make those speaking engagements. So whether or not this is true, I don't know. It seems to me that there should be some culpability on Mississippi, on the state part as well. It's not like Brett Favre could just walk in and say, hand over your welfare funds.
Yeah, he has you're getting
willing participants and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a little, I don't know that much other than, as Jennifer pointed out, me never being able to pronounce his name right. Mm-hmm. That was about it. Bryce Dallas Howard, you know who she is?
I do. She's talking about her.
Yeah. Talking about her mental health. She posted on Instagram on World Mental Health Day the discussion about her battling depression, been the biggest challenge of her life. Wasn't she in all the Jurassic Park movies? Do I remember that?
She was in some of the Jurassic Park movies. Yes, there were a lot of them.
Right. She says...
So yesterday was World Mental Health Day, and so we celebrate, you know, people were posting online. Have we just become more accepting or more on guard noticing this, or have mental health diagnoses picked up a lot? Because it seems to me with every generation, everybody seems to have something that they're struggling with. So was that always the case, or are we just diagnosing and paying attention now?
You know, I can only speak from personal experience. My mother had depression issues. She had mental health issues.
Did they treat her for that?
No. She had no treatment whatsoever.
Right.
No. Nobody recognized it. Yeah, she drank herself to death. So you wonder how many of those circumstances. Is the question, at least partially, have we matured enough so that we are dealing with these things better? I still think they are extraordinarily behind the times when it comes to mental health issues, dealing with people. Your brain, your mind, your brain is, well, mental health and brain, mental, whatever's going on in your head. If you're not getting it treated and you're sick, it's the same as getting, you know, some disease and not getting treated. It is as important, all of it, the spirit, mind, body connection, your mind needs to function so you function well. Your body needs to function so you function well. If you got problems, then you seek help. You don't try to bury it in a bottle or elsewhere. And apparently that was one of the things that she was doing. Daughter of Ron Howard, as you said. So she's coming out of it, and that's good. Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. He'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for €1 on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's something that's fairly unusual. A pilot for Southwest is suing the company. I'm chuckling because of the reason that she is she's suing Southwest. Co-pilot exposed himself in the cockpit. Ooh, bad choice of words. Okay, well, in the front part of the airplane, right? What do they call it? Why do they call it the cockpit? Does anybody know the answer to that?
That is a good question, but this guy took it a little bit too literally.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get with the program, if you will. It's almost 35 past the hour. Doug Steffen chime time. So it used to happen.
I thought there was a cow loose in your studio, but you brought that in.
No, actually, that was when Jasper was here a couple of weeks ago. He was fascinated with all the bells. Because here I have...
Yes, there. Silence is not the friend of Dougie. We'd never want to have it too quiet. So, bell time. Radios, TVs, cows, dogs.
Right, so anyway, let's get to the business at hand here. Well, the thing is that we get so serious about stuff.
The thing.
Let's not take things so seriously. Life is not black.
You're telling us about somebody who went on a date and ends up...
I know. There's a lot of creepy news today. There's a lot of creepy, creepy news. Life is not black and white, however, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Answers aren't always yes or no. We disguise some of our...
I very much that it is never yes or no. I'm a fan of the gray area. People like to think that they're simple and you know, there's yes or no answer. No way. Nothing is yes or no.
Lots of fuzz in the world, if you will. Here's a... we talk about mental health and Bryce Howard and what was going on with her. But there are a lot of people. I think the more we talk about this in a positive way, the more it settles in, hopefully. And yeah, as you pointed out, it is kind of a pet thing of mine because of what my mother went through. But I think generally speaking, the generation before mine, the post-war generation, the people that were in the service are in, you know, the service around World War II.
You were being weak if you weren't making it through, right?
Right.
You were suffering. And especially for men, I think you still have that stigma on men's mental health.
Here's a fellow went through 10 years of mental turmoil, started a walking group to break the stigma associated with men and their mental health. This fellow's name was Scott Johnson. He said after years of stuffing down the painful separation that was going on in his life because of a custody battle with his wife over his children, he just decided to go for a walk every day. His reason for walking, he said, I can look around and see things that I enjoy. It's good exercise. We all know it's an endorphin-driven activity. And so he thought, if he was feeling this way, are there others in the neighborhood who feel that way? So he sort of started a group in his church and on Facebook. And he invited men that were going through rough patches to join him on his daily walk.
That's cool.
And so it started as a big thing. So
for me is that I like to actually have that solitude. So good for him for reaching out to others. Like I would like to, I wouldn't want to walk with a big group because I like to just think with my thoughts. But there's something I suffer with anxiety. As you know, Doug, we've been, in family members almost for years. But one of the things that has really helped me over the years to deal with it is to just remind myself about what I can feel under my feet when I start to feel like I'm spinning. You know, when there's so much going on, what do you feel under your feet? What do you smell? What do you see around you? What do you hear? And you focus on those three things. And I think being outdoors is so key for so many people to kind of ground themselves, bring themselves down, take a moment out, whether it's the vitamin D or just the fresh air or whatever it is, or moving around a little bit. It truly is helpful. He found something. And the fact that he's reaching out to other men, I think, is a really cool deal.
Yep, I agree with you. So there's the power of positive thinking. All right, let's get to the swamp. I know, Jennifer, when Jen's here, we have to go to the swamp from time to time. And Joe Biden provides us with a wonderful opportunity as he's been discussing his son Hunter and how proud he is. He was asked about a Washington Post report that the feds believe there's enough evidence to charge Hunter with two offenses. And apparently whoever's making the decision is a Trump appointee. That shouldn't be the consideration.
Matter. You break the law, you get in trouble. You don't break the law, you don't get in trouble. Now it's all politics.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said he was proud, and I'm glad he's proud of his son. I do think, that there is...
He's on the straight and narrow, I think is what he said.
Well, As a person who has had people with addiction in their family or, deals with this kind of stuff, it is really hard. But I'm glad he's proud of him. I think that's...
But didn't they grab him on making a false statement when he was applying to get a gun license?
Yeah, that's what it's for. He made a false statement on getting a gun, and he also has tax evasion to deal with. And
well, so what about the Chinese connection?
Right, that's what I'm more worried about. The lying, deal with all that stuff out of the public eye, whatever. That stuff that's kind of commonplace with people do it. I want to know, did he sell Joe Biden's position to China and to Iran and to Russia? Because that's of greater concern to the country. So that's what I'm waiting to hear. But I don't know if you know, it didn't make a lot of news yesterday, but there's a trial underway with Igor Danchenko, who's one of the people in the John Durham probe who got picked up. And nobody talks about this because, of course, it kind of validates what President Trump's been saying for a long time. They had a member of the FBI testify under oath during that court proceeding yesterday that a senior member of the FBI paid $1 million to the former MI6 agent, Christopher Steele, to come up with some dirt on President Trump. Now, in what world do we not
hear it on everybody
about the FBI paying $1 million to come up with dirt on someone who's set to be president? And nobody's talking about it. But that was the testimony under oath yesterday.
So what I want to know is, how did Sean Hannity get a voicemail that Joe Biden left for his son? He played it on his program yesterday. In the message, this is, I'm giving you the transcript, quote, "It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. You got to get some help. I know you don't know what to do. I don't either." That's a father calling his son. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, whether, who would, there's two issues here. Who is a fink enough, fink is an old term, to take something like that that's so private and give it to Sean Hannity just to embarrass him? Who? That's
it may have been some of the laptop stuff. I'm not sure, because I didn't watch Hannity last night. Of course, there was a Dodger game and a debate for me and the mayor's race.
Yeah.
It was busy, but it could have been some of the stuff from the laptop. There have been a lot of leaks about what's on that laptop.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think there's certain stuff that should be private, and that's one of them. All right, let's go to California. Here we come, right back where we started from. A surfer fought off a shark. Matter of fact, the shark bit this guy, and this guy bit the shark, apparently.
Did he jump the shark is the question.
I'm not sure. Jared Trainer, 31 years old. Talking about the attack at Centerville Beach. Where's that? That's got to be upstate, right?
Yeah.
Where's Centerville Beach? Yeah. He said it happened so quickly, the experienced surfer said he was aware of the risks associated with surfing in Northern California. It's called, when the water is warmer down south, the sharks start moving. That's why they call it Sharktober. Hello, duh. Adult sharks return to the warmer water of the southwest coast. So anyway, he said, and they also go after the sharks. I mean, the sharks go after the seals because there are more seals around there. And so he was paddling out on his board to where the waves were breaking, and he was suddenly pulled underwater and realized that a shark had his leg.
That's magic stuff. Our body with the adrenaline to do that. Under normal circumstances, wouldn't you just have a heart attack if you got pulled underwater realize you're pulled underwater by a shark?
By a shark, right. He had stitches on 19 inches of his leg, and that's the exact length of the shark's mouth. So you know the shark had him. He said, "I'm grateful to be alive. I love surfing so much."
Could you ever go back in the water again? I'd be like, please, I'm going to go work on my skiing game.
But the guy's got to be a badass if he turned around and bit the shark, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, your fight or flight is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, "I'll do it again. I'm going to Hawaii now." I don't think
there's no sharks in Hawaii.
No sharks in Hawaii. All right, so also in the Sharknado department, three people were reportedly fending off sharks, and they got help just in a nick of time in the Gulf of Mexico. Apparently, they were out in the water. Coast Guard says that their boat sank, and before they could get to them, you know, these are mayday, yada, 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 but because they were in water that was shark infested, before the Coast Guard got there, they had to beat off a bunch of sharks. They had hypothermia, these three men. The story, again, this is a social media all over the place story. The helicopter taking one of the guys out of the ocean, you can see the shark grabbing at this guy. What is the matter with people? They go near these sharks.
I don't know.
Right? This guy had multiple lacerations.
I don't even know how you go out so far. That's one of my... I'll wade in the ocean, but there is something that's very ominous about going out too far in the ocean. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, going out.
Are you an ocean swimmer? Do you go out and swim?
When I spent a lot of time at Riviera Beach and Singer Island and Palm Beach and stuff, there are great reefs. You can go out 45. It depends on the tide. You can go 45 feet and go out 75 feet.
Yeah.
I remember going out once when I was much younger, when I was doing mornings, as a matter of fact, in Palm Beach. The radio station was right on the beach, the studios. So after I got off the air, oftentimes I'd go take a swim. And there was a, because the water was shallow, it was warm, it was kind of fun. Yeah. I remember swimming out to a bar.
Not too scary, but...
No, but then the tide came in fast, and I was swimming, and I thought I was going to drown. I swam back fast, and I'm a fairly strong swimmer, but I could feel myself being sucked down.
Same thing happened to my dad in Hawaii. He was just swimming around, and all of a sudden... farther and farther and far, you know, you find yourself in the current, and then all of a sudden you're like, and how many of us remember in that moment, swim sideways? You don't remember that. You kind of, you know, you have to, but you don't.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of these stories about the sharks and stuff. I'll tell you, that the California news today, between all the shark attacks and the L.A. City Council.
And the political sharks.
Yeah, right, plenty of sharks. Israel and Lebanon have reached a deal ending their maritime border dispute. Speaking of the sea, both countries are going to have access to the gas fields in the eastern Mediterranean. That was the big bugaboo. And so somebody was smart enough, because Netanyahu is not in charge, they're not fighting with everybody. And somebody figured, okay, well, let's negotiate this. What a concept. Can we send some of these people from Israel and Lebanon to Washington to figure out how to negotiate things?
That'd be nice.
Negotiate, please. Let's negotiate. All right, 48 past the hour.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Take Back, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Boop-a-doop. 53 past the hour on Wednesday. That's time for Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show to come visit with us to talk about your pet. Matter of fact, today, Warren, is National Pet Obesity Day. The fact that we overfeed our dogs, I put Daisy on a diet. Most people recognize that they think they're helping their pets. They love their pets, so they feed them more, and the pets get plump. And then it's time for a change. Is it less table scraps? How much do you feed your dogs from the table?
Let me just start off by saying you're on my subject. I wrote the book Pet Aerobics in 1981 talking about the obesity epidemic with dogs and cats. As a matter of fact, over 50%. It's a hard question to answer. How much do I feed my pet? I watch them. I feed them a certain amount. If it looks like it's too much and they gained a pound or two, I can cut back. If it looks like they lost, I can add on. Just like with people, you have to kind of base it on what you see. A healthy diet is so important and exercise is critical. The problem is most dogs don't get enough exercise nowadays, and most cats don't. You know, people get a cat, and I know you're not the greatest cat person, but get a cat, they bring it in the house where cats should stay. Because the average lifespan of an indoor cat is 15 years. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 3 to 5 years. But they bring their cat inside, but they don't make the changes to make the indoors, outdoor interesting. Cardboard boxes, paper bags, growing organic plants, all of those things make a difference. So here's the bottom line. I feed my dogs a minimum of twice a day. If I'm around, sometimes three times a day.
Yeah.
I think it's healthier. Every nutrition I've ever spoken to, whether it be animal or human, suggests the best way to maintain weight is to eat smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day. And that's what I try to do. If I'm around, I'll feed them three times. If not, they'll get twice a day. And I make sure they get their exercise on a regular basis. The bottom line is obesity has the same effect on pets as it does with us.
Kill them.
Joints, arthritis, diabetes, other type of internal problems. So the The bottom line is, if you think you're being loving by keeping your dog or cat obese, you're absolutely being the opposite. And you can't let those guilty eyes fool you. I have convinced Molly and Willie, my two rescues, I've convinced them that carrots are liver. So they have no idea they're getting
Daisy
carrots.
Daisy loves carrots. Every day. The two dog breeds that are the highest risk for obesity are Labradors and Goldens. I was surprised to see that.
Well, you know, those are hunting breeds. They were originally hunting breeds, and those are the type of dogs that need a lot of exercise, so people will get them. And, you know, people say, is it okay to have a dog like that, a Golden or a Labrador, if you live in a small apartment? And the answer is absolutely yes. Listen, I had clients in Texas with 500 acres of property, and I look out the yard, and their dog's laying under an oak tree, not getting any more exercise than a dog living in a studio apartment.
Right.
So if you compensate with exercise, that is critical. So you got to exercise, proper diet, veterinary care, keep them healthy, live longer, but more importantly, is nothing worse than seeing an older dog that has the mentality, wants to go on, loving, hugging, great mind, but the body just can't go on anymore because of obesity.
Can you imagine the world's fattest dog on record is a dachshund named Obi that weighed 77 pounds?
I can't. I'm trying to visualize a dachshund at 77 pounds.
It's
beyond my imagination. Beyond my imagination.
It really is. Oh, that's real cruelty. All right, here's a website. Let you listen to cats purring whenever you're stressed out. It's a website designed an artificial purr program that plays customizable cat purring sounds to calm you down if your kitty is not around or you don't have a kitty. How many people have a purring lap cat? And this cat is that cats? Don't you have cats?
Not. I've had as many as 30 at the time. I have no cats at the moment. It's kind of interesting. But if you really need to listen to an artificial meow or purr to calm yourself down, perhaps a therapist is more important to you at that stage of the game.
Here's a woman's cat that vanished, got trapped in the walls of their house while they were doing a renovation. This is Noblesville, Indiana. Lady leaves for a business trip, and while she's away, the contractor's working on the house.
I just saw that story come across my desk. I just saw it. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
When you're having construction done in your house, first of all, you have to be overly confident about where your dog or cat is at all times. You know, the contractors open the doors, open the gates, leave this. Best thing is to get out of the house if you can. But it's kind of interesting that they found the cat.
In the walls.
Hey, Doug, I wanted to bring up a quick point here because it's important. A lot more are afraid to take their dogs for a walk ever since the Lady Gaga incident and the increase of people being robbed and beaten up is increased. So I want to give you a few real quick tips. Avoid walking
your dogs.
So you
got
to
save them for next week because we're out of time.
Okay, great. We got
save
them
next. First thing we do, tips on taking. Yeah, all right, we'll do that. Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com. It's 59 after on Good Day.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.